This is WENR, the voice of service in Chicago. WENR leaves the air now, and this channel will be occupied by WLS.
Good evening, everybody. You are now listening to WLS, the voice of Prairie Farmer, America's oldest farm paper, Chicago.
The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present desperate drama of delirious dizziness and delectable ditties with Rico Marcelli's orchestra, Hugh Studebaker, and Marion and Jim as your foremost family of fantastic fabricators, Fibber McGee and Molly. Marcelli starts off the proceedings with Sitting High on a Hilltop and Sitting Pretty, too. Sit, Rico. If you'd like to have your floors and linoleum shine like new without any work of rubbing or buffing, just try Glow Coat, the remarkable no-rubbing polish made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Last week, Fibber just failed to make the grade as a dog trainer. But you can't keep a good man down, so this week he's managed to talk himself into a job in the Wistful Vista drugstore. Here he is with Molly, talking to the proprietor, Bill Bottleworth.
Did I tell you I used to have my own drugstore, Bill?
No.
That's right, no.
Yes, sir. Back in San Francisco, my slogan was, "For fits and fevers, find Fibber's Friendly Pharmacy, the favorite of fashionable Frisco folks."
On Medicine Avenue.
Well, you might as well start right in, Fibber. I've got to go down to the bank for a while. You take the store over for me while I'm gone.
Who'll take you over, Mr. Bottleworth, when the store's gone?
Don't pay no attention to Molly, Bill. That's just her way. Chucks, I'll be glad to run her for you while you're gone.
Well, you can probably find anything you want while I'm away. The prices are all marked. I expect Mrs. Myrtle in to bring back some tooth powder she didn't like. You change it for something else for her.
Okay. I'll tell her if she don't like the tooth powder you give her, what she probably wants is a good paste in the teeth. in a nice way, of course. You run on along, Bill. I'll take care of things for you.
All right, Fibber. Well, I'll see you.
So long.
Well, McGee, you've buttered your bread, now lay in it.
You get behind the fountain, Molly, and mix me up a big soda whilst I kind of look things over here.
What flavor?
What flavors you got?
Six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange,
hey,
lemon,
hey,
and lime.
Well, what's the idea? Come on, put on your Benny and get out of here. Shucks, I always did want to be turned loose into a joint like this. Hope we don't have no customers on account of it.
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. What if somebody wants a prescription? Tell him it's the wrong number.
No, sir. I can take care of him, okay. I'm coming. Hello? Wistful Vista Drugstore. Fibber McGee, temporary proprietor.
After working only 30 seconds, he promotes himself.
Quiet. What's a man? What would I do for warts? Nothing, ma'am. They never done nothing for me. Call in, ma'am.
McGee.
Oh, shucks, my head's off. You take things too serious.
I think you better put on one of them white coats there. Look more professional.
Okay. Hey, they are kind of cute, ain't they? Let me get my sleeves through there, will you? Oh, I had a dog, a musical hound, chased the little rabbits round and round. Oh. A little short into the sleeves, but looks okay, don't it, Molly?
What's that monogram on the sleeve?
WVDS. Whistle Vista Drugstore. Why?
Well, don't go outdoors carrying a broom.
Why not?
They might take it for Whistle Vista Department of Streets. Oh, McGee, here comes a customer.
Oh, for that. Oh, hello there, Geraldine.
Oh, Mr. McGee and Miss McGee.
Well,
imagine meeting you here.
Yeah.
But then as Gerald always says, you know, Gerald's my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Gerald says it's a small world. Gerald says the world is shaped just like a grapefruit and just as full of mean little squirts. Is that just through the glass? I mean, is it really?
Listen, if he's referring to me as a mean little
squirt. Oh, I just came in for some mothballs.
Mothballs?
So Gerald says they're no good.
No?
Gerald says he sat up with a whole bag of them one night and never hit a single moth. Is that just too excruciating?
Oh,
I mean, isn't it really? Never hit a single moth?
Oh, dear, that's an old gag.
Well, Gerald says that's an old gag, but what does the moth care?
Well, I ain't here regular, Geraldine. I'm
now, don't you go to any trouble for me, Miss McGee.
Well?
You tell Mr. Bottleworth that Gerald said he was going to complain about the hair tonic he got here, but he thought it wasn't worth raising a fuzz about. Poor old Gerald. He's losing his hair like everything. I mean,
yeah.
He really is.
Yeah?
He says he used to worry about a colic, but now he'd welcome a bullfight.
A bullfight?
Is that just too compulsive? I mean, isn't it really?
Well,
I mustn't keep you from your pals, Phil.
Huh?
I mean, from your pills, pal. Well, so long, Mr. McGee. Biddle, biddle, biddle.
Oh, sure. Hey, Molly, where do you suppose Bill keeps his iced tea? And if you think I mean iced tea, you're...
Oh, careful, McGee. Here comes another customer. I'll try and act like you knew something.
Okay, you call me Doc.
All right. Now then, what was you saying, Dr. McGee?
I was just saying, my good woman, that we better order some more of that there hyposulfate of simple chiseling. You see, we have to compound that with the Merco iodide to make up a batch of this here oxide of petunia. Oh, hi, brother. What can I do you for?
I got a bad cold.
Heavenly day, you sure have.
That's a beaut, brother. But what am I supposed to do, lend you my hanky?
I want something for the cold.
Oh. You want something for the cold? Well, let's see. Perhaps we ought to have something in the store here to fix that up. What do you usually take, bud?
Psyllium feed.
What?
Psyllium feed.
You do it again, bud.
Psyllium feed.
What's he saying, McGee?
I can't get nothing out of it but psyllium seed.
Neither can I. Have we got some seeds?
I don't know. Hey, bud, can you hold off till I write to my congressman? Oh, here's some seeds into the box here. Look.
Heavenly days, McGee. Them are canary seeds.
My shucks, he don't know. Here's your seeds, brother. Just flour a handful. It'll clear up that there cold like magic. Nothing like these seeds to bust the G-string onto a feller's guitar. It's funny, McGee.
Go on, mister. Swallow the seeds. They won't hurt you.
Yeah. Go ahead, bud. Take a big mouthful. That's the stuff. Now swallow. You better get them brakes fixed.
Now see how well you can talk now.
Hey, heavenly what's days. This? See what the energy's done for him.
He had a swell cold before, but certainly is a bird now.
Can you beat it?
Hey, brother. What's the matter with you?
I got a bad cold.
Hey, Molly, we got to give him something. What's this stuff in this bottle here?
This purple stuff? How should I know?
Well, let's give him a shot of it.
Mickey, are you trying to kill the man? You don't know what that is.
Well, shucks, there ain't any skull and crossbones on it, is there?
Well, get on with it, Mickey. Give the man his medicine.
Don't look powerful enough to me, Molly. I better mix some of this other stuff with it. You just sit down there, Mike Button. I'll take care of you right away.
Okay, Doc.
Bad cold. Let's see now. This stuff looks like it might be good for something.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And a dash of this here spirits, Skimper Skookum.
My, my.
A few drops of this here essence, Harpo Dukio.
Try the red stuff, McGee. That's real pretty.
This here? This, Tinct of Io? Tinct of Io. What in tonka does Tinct of Io? Oh, well, it's medicine anyway. Maybe I better dissolve a couple of these pills into it.
McGee, them is for dogs.
I know. Bird dogs.
My, my, will you look at that bubble, Mickey?
Aye, jolly. Does look kind of effective at that, don't it, Molly?
Effective for what?
That's we're going to find out. Well, here you are, son. Just drink her down while she's bubbling.
Look, McGee, he's drinking it.
Not bad, eh, bud? How you feel now?
Look at him, Mickey. What's the matter? Look at him shiver.
Hey, what's the matter?
Shiver!
Can you imagine that? That's gratitude for you. Never even paid for his drink. Wonder what was the matter with him, Molly?
Must have been something he ate.
Before we go further with our program, I want to tell you how easy it is to have your floors and linoleum always bright and sparkling without having to do any rubbing or buffing. Johnson's Glow Coat keeps your floors looking like new and saves you hours of work. This remarkable liquid polish dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries without help from you.
Glow Coat forms a protective shield of beauty over the floor surface, keeps off scratches and stains, and actually sheds dust. Ask your dealer for Johnson's Glow Coat, the easy-to-use, no-rubbing polish that gives brighter luster and longer wear. Look for the attractive yellow can with the name Johnson's Glow Coat. Making a passable imitation of two drugs on the market.
Shucks, there ain't nothing to this here drugstore business. I always say that...
Oh, here's a customer, McGee. Well, heavenly days, it's Sylvia.
Oh, hi there, Syl.
Hi, man. How are you, boss? Y'all working here now?
Who, me? Yep. I got Bill Bottleworth helping me.
I thought Miss Bottleworth done owned this drugstore, boss.
What's that, Silly?
I thought Miss Bottle was done only to the old drugstore man.
Well, he does in a way, Phil. Well, what can I do for you, Phil?
Did you know anything about horses, boss?
Horses?
Horses? Sylvia, if you come in here to get McGee to bet on the races again,
No, nothing like that, man.
And then what's all this about horses, Phil?
My horse, he got the heaves, boss.
Well, take him to a horse, Dr. Sylvia.
Sure.
Ma'am, I would only Mr. McGee say once he knows all about horses, ma'am.
Did you say that, McGee?
Well, shucks, all I said...
Billy, all McGee knows about horses you could put in your eye. He thinks they're all born with jockeys on their back.
They ain't so easy, ma'am.
Don't let her kid yourself. Oh, I'd like to take a look at that horse of yours. I used to be a horse doctor with the 44th Cavalry.
You mean you were all vets?
Where is the nag, Sil?
He's tied up right outside here, boss. Can y'all come out, please, sir?
Oh, no, I can't come out. I can't leave the store, Sil. Bring him in.
McGee, what on earth are you...
Sure.
Y'all say bring him in, boss, the horse?
That who'd you think I meant? Haley Selassie's cousin?
Shh. Not so loud, McGee. This is Italian bomb week.
Go on, Sil. Bring the horse in.
Yes, sir, I'll bring him
McGee,
right in.
Do you mean to say that you're going to bring a horse in here?
I wonder who this is.
Hello there, friends. Where's the proprietor? You the proprietor? Well, well, well. Have a cigar. Have two cigars. Fine day, isn't it? And you, madam. Why, you're looking younger every day, madam. I'm going to enter you in a baby contest next week. Yes, sir, folks.
What do you want, son?
Well, I'll tell you, Chief. I have here one of the finest products on the market, Glow Coat. It's the world's greatest. No rubbing, no buffing.
Oh, what
sales?
Just a
mite,
bud. I'll talk to you later. There's a customer coming in.
All right, sir. No hurry.
Be right in. That's the stuff.
See you all here. A horse in a
drugstore. Come on. Get it. Blue. Come on. Get it. Blue. That's it. Wait till
Mr. Bottle.
Oh, shucks, Molly. This here's service. Service to man or beast. That's our motto.
What's the matter with him, Phil? I don't know, boss. He's got the heaves
or something. What's the symptoms?
Well, he don't breathe good, boss. He breathes only on one side, boss.
Yeah. Thoroughbred?
Yeah, Mammy was a thoroughbred, boss. Thoroughbred beer truck. Horse, boss.
Well, let's see his teeth.
Really?
Oh, oh, there. Easy now. Steady.
What's his name, silly?
Winnie.
Winnie, that's the girl's name.
It ain't what he is, ma'am. It's what he do. He Winnie all the time, ma'am.
Hold him steady there. Oh. Hold him steady there now. Now, Mr.
They probably got a sick elephant.
How do, ma'am? What can I do you for?
Are you the proprietor?
What's that, ma'am? I didn't quite get it on account of your accent.
I say, are you the proprietor?
She wants to know, are you in charge here, McGee?
Oh, yes. You betcha, ma'am. That there hiccup of yours kind of threw me. what can I do for you, ma'am?
I have the hiccup.
No. Honest?
Please. Oh, I've suffered terribly for hours. And hours. Isn't there something you can...
Oh.
Good heavens. A horse? A horse at a drugstore? So grotesque.
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. Folks comes into a drugstore with everything. You with the hiccups. Horse with the heaves.
Oh. Yeah, horse wanted his medicine, boss.
What say, Sil?
I say Winnie wanted a little medicine, boss.
And I want a remedy for these terrible...
Oh, nice.
That was the honey, that last one, Sil. Hold that there.
Good heavens, what sort of a...
Get up there, you old fool.
What?
No, not you, please, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm talking to the little horse here.
Well, now, I'll tell you, folks, just kind of calm yourselves for a mite, and I'll fix you both up. Ladies first, though.
What do you know about hiccups, McGee?
Why, shucks, I read a book on them once.
Oh.
How to Handle the Horrible Hiccup by Fibber McGee. Copyright 1911. I remember chapter 12 on the different types of hiccups. Now, first... Thanks, ma'am. That was the Wellesley or the refined type. Then there was the Coffin Lion or the MGM type.
Oh!
Thanks again, ma'am. Number three was the Regenerated Static or the NBC type of hiccup. Oh, get up there, Winnie. I'm talking.
McGee, will you do something for the ladies' hiccups?
Oh, yes, indeed. How can you let me suffer like this, when...
Now, just take it easy, ma'am. I'm just kind of wondering about the best treatment for your type. I think you got number 9, the Metropolitan or Mezzo-Soprano type. Did you ever try patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time, ma'am?
Sir, rubbing my... and patting my...
That's a rough idea.
I always heard that the slapping on the back was the best way, McGee.
I cured myself with a hiccup once, boss.
How'd you do it, Phil?
I just sobered up.
I beg your...
Now, I think if you really want to get rid of them, ma'am, that you got to get your mind off them. I'll tell you what. Now, ma'am, I'm going to fix your hiccups. I'll scare you.
You what?
Scare you.
Oh.
Yes, now. One, two, three, boom.
Yes.
Oh, there.
Whoa.
Oh.
Winnie's show getting restless, boss.
That gives me an idea. You got a pin, Molly?
A pin?
Pin, boss.
A pin?
Here's the pin, McGee.
Thanks, Molly. Now, get ready to get cured, ma'am.
Oh, anything but do hurry.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here we go.
McGee, what are you going to do?
Listen, Molly. I'm going to sneak around behind the horse, stick him sudden-like with the pin, and when he jumps, that'll scare the heaves out of him and the hiccups out of her.
All right, but you be careful now.
Now, hold on to the horse, Phil.
Yes, sir, but I...
I'm sorry, Winnie, but science demands it.
Jason, gone, boss.
How come you stick a pin in that little horse, boss?
Well, sir, folks, I guess it worked. The hiccups gone, sis?
Why, really, I believe they are. Yes, I do believe they are.
Well, no fair trying to hiccup, ma'am. Yeah, shucks. Once I start out to cure the hiccups, I never fail. Why, mind the time once down in Louisville, I...
That's right, now I got it.
Well, can you imagine me getting the hook? The heat?
Kitchen linoleum is protected with a shining glow coat polish, your floor scrubbing days will be over. Dust and dirt can't stick to the beautiful polished surface. Stains and foot tracks can be easily wiped off. Even though you may be discouraged about the way your floors and linoleum look today, even though they're dull and lifeless, you can quickly make them shine like new again in a few minutes' time. Just pour a little glow coat onto the floor. Spread it lightly over the surface with a soft cloth, or the long-handled glow coat applier. Let it dry for 20 minutes, and you'll hardly believe your eyes. Your floors will sparkle with new life and beauty, and they'll stay clean and shining for weeks at a time. And remember, you save as much as one-third by buying glow coat in the larger size can. I might mention right here that the drugstore victim of the medical McGee's was Mr. Tommy Tucker, the famous animal imitator and freak voice expert, whom you've probably heard many times in radio programs and in the Silly Symphony and other movie cartoons. Tommy Tucker. Oh, by the way, Mr. Marcelli wants me to tell you that he's working day and night, carefully considering the thousands of manuscripts submitted in the Amateur Songwriters Contest. We hope to be able to announce the winner's name on our program of February 3rd. And so, until next Monday night at this same hour on this same coast-to-coast hiccup, let me remind you that just as the best housekeepers use Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Glow Coat to keep their houses clean and shining, so the most particular car owners keep their cars sparkling with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. This is Harglow Wilcox putting on his Glover coat to glow home. Oh, me too. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.